On average, pork producers in Wisconsin have lost about 60% of their equity from this time last year. Jeff Swenson is a livestock specialist with the State Department of Agriculture. He says local pork producers are now dropping $23 per hog.
Our hog producers are still losing money, and we're probably going to see fewer farms with hogs on them this time next year.
Hope everybody enjoyed their pork chops.
At a recent Rotary Club lunch meeting in DeForest, Swenson urged people to go out and buy the other white meat.
Pork is still a pretty good buy at the grocery store. Don't be afraid to buy it.
All kidding aside, Swenson says the pork industry is seriously hurting.
And it was prior to H1N1. Supply was up, input costs were up. Pork producers weren't operating necessarily at a profit to begin with. When H1N1 hit, consumers stopped buying pork because basically of the name that was used associated with it at first. Then 27 countries decided that they weren't going to import U.S. pork.
Of those 27 countries, only China has yet to lift its ban on U.S. pork. And Swenson cites a poll paid for by the National Pork Board that shows 93% of consumers know they can't get H1N1 from eating pork products. But that myth has damaged the industry enough that economists say producers shouldn't expect a boost in sales until this time next year. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.